Well, hello, Audio Boom fans. It's Adrian at TurboStream. So it is now 19:53 in the PM on Saturday, the 25th of April, 2015. I'm at TurboStream Towers, and I'm about to cough. Do bear with me a minute. Excuse me. So, another top day out with two of my Audio Boom buddies. Big Rick, or one word, and Graham, Black 73 Cat. So I wouldn't say I hosted the walk, but I suppose I did. We had a fantastic day out at the outdoor show. I actually quite enjoyed myself actually at that part, because normally sometimes these things, if they're a trade, especially a trade show, you're introduced to a lot of expensive gear that you probably never use. And I was quite taken by Graham was intrigued by a honeypot stove, and there was a smaller version which I quite liked, like a single version. That was a little burning stove which you could also put a try and your burner in. I can't fancy one of them. What is it, 19 quid or 11 quid? No, 19 quid. I was half tempted to buy one, but again, you go to these things and you think, well, I'll buy that, and then you might use it a couple of times for the novelty, and then you don't. I had a good conversation actually with the bloke on the jet ball stand, and he told me the small cans of the gas might be in short supply because the plant in Taiwan, cases are made at the same factory, and it apparently went up in flames last month or 2 months ago. And I was telling him about, I got a jet boil zip, and there's another chap asking questions, and I said, well, it's the most fantastic thing I've had. It's not as versatile as Graham's stove, if I'm honest. If you're doing a wild camp or something and you want to cook some teal, I think Graham's stove is Primus thing that he did a brew on it on the hill. I think that's more versatile. The jet boil is really, for me, what I bought it for, was to just to boil water for a brew on the hill. But the guy did say that the actual jet boil stoves, I've got a different mix to ordinary canisters, and they burn for longer and hotter. So when I've used up the non-jet ball stove, I'll try the jet ball canisters. But we met Pilgrim Chris as well. That was a genuine surprise, because none of us knew he was going to come. I'd never met Pilgrim Chris before. Then we had a good chat, and Graham took him over some of the shelters, and he was having a good chin wag about shelters. And we finally got to see the mini peak that some Graham uses. That was fantastic, that was. A bit hard to justify for me, because I've obviously got my Banshee 200 tent. So when I do a wild camp, Graham, Black 73 Cat, and Dean Reed, and all one word, and Pilgrim Chris, I will do a wild camp, don't you worry. I've got to get my mum sorted out first. That's my main priority. I'm going to go through all my kits and find out what I've got. We must have had probably 2.5-3 hours there. I really enjoyed it. And then, of course, the main part of the day really was a walk up to the Worcestershire Beacon. Graham and I did that last October. I was gutted for Rick, because the plan was to bring Tamara, and there was a problem with the Tamara's boots. And if I'd known there was a problem, I'd have said, look, just come in trainers, because it was really easy walking. I know Tamara's looking forward to it, so next time we get a weekend free, Tamara, you can come and we'll show you the top of the Worcestershire Beacon. We were lucky actually with the weather. I was pleased to find it wasn't going to Hey, rain, because I don't like walking in the rain. I know it doesn't bother Graham, but I don't particularly enjoy walking in the rain. But when you go to the top of a high point and there's some stuff to look at, it's nice to be able to see it. And today we were able to see it, so we looked into Wales. Excuse me, I've got a dry throat. I'm going to have a swig of my banana bread beer to toast my friends. That's nice. Yeah, it's nice to show the view, so we could see into Wales, we could see into Shropshire, and right across to the Worcestershire Plain, and we could actually see right down into the Severn Valley. You could see the line of the where the River Severn goes and where the ground goes lower. So it was a fantastic day, really was. I'm glad I went. I'm glad that I was able to walk with my audio buddies. I wonder what they are, friends. I mean, let's call them buddies. And I've just listened to Graham's piece of audio on his way back. And all these things have come about because of Audioboo. And I've met some really good friends now, and they are friends. They are, physical, proper, not virtual friends. They are, what you call proper, real friends. I know I've been kind of messaging them offline about what's happening with my mum and stuff, and they've been supportive, and we didn't really dwell on what's happening with my mum today, 'cause it was more of a diversion for us. And and it was nice, but it's nice to be able to talk about these things, and other stuff. And Audioboo has brought quite a few people into my life that I've got no connection with. I would never have met Rick if it hadn't been for this. I mean, Graham talked about Pilgrim Chris being the catalyst behind him going on Audioboo. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. For me, it was Dean Reed. I messaged Dean Reed on Twitter, and he encouraged me. And then, of course, I've been spent a few days with Dean. We've been on a few walks together. So he's also one of the friends, Emma Colden and Nicola Vox and everybody else I follow, even though I haven't mentioned really met up with that many, but the ones I've regularly listened to and stuff, I think it's fantastic. I just hope this audio boot, as we probably not know it, but we can keep communicating on it. It'd be a sad day when all this stops, if it stops. So I've been thoroughly enjoyed myself. I've enjoyed showing certainly Rick again. I know Black 73 Cat, Graham, I've shown him the views before. And it's nice to show Big Rick. And I'm sure we will do it again. I'm just getting a few notifications as people get home. I've had a couple of swarm checking likes, and Graham's just put on the swarm belting day yet again. Well, it always is with them, Graham and Rick, always, and with Dean, of course, and McColgan and all the rest. It's no, it's fantastic. So I'm just glad the weather played up for us, and nothing worse. It's like when there's a one of the social hikers, Flinty Rich, on Twitter. He took himself on a walk over the really from Barn Green to Hagley via Clent. Unfortunately, it snowed, so I couldn't really show Rich the views from there. So it's always not so good weather, these things. So that's been my report of today's Audio Boom meetup. A top day as always, so thank you once again to Big Rick and Graham. And I'm now going to drink the rest of this banana bread beer in celebration of a top day out in the wonderful Worcestershire.